Plane crash in Philadelphia leads to explosions, buildings on fire. By Elizabeth Weibel and Bob Price on January 31, 2025. A plane crash in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, resulted in a large explosion, setting several buildings on fire. Six people on board the aircraft appear to have died in the crash, including a pediatric patient. Fox News reported the pediatric patient on board the aircraft had just completed life-saving treatments from a hospital in Philadelphia and was being flown, along with her mother, to her home in Mexico. The other passengers included two air crew members, a doctor and another medical team member. Update 10 p.m. ET, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro told reporters the city is providing a unified response and neighbors were out helping neighbors. We offer our thoughts and our serious prayers for those who are grieving. The governor said Secretary Duffy is sending investigators from the FAA and NTSB. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker asked residents to not handle any debris found in the streets. Several photos posted on X showed several aircraft pieces and body parts scattered in the street. A video posted on X shows a broken window in a diner near the crash. A man inside the diner was reportedly struck in the head by a piece of debris from the crash that flew nearly 20 feet inside the diner before striking the customer. Hashtag breaking vertical bar, hashtag United States, hashtag Philadelphia, hashtag Philadelphia crash. Debris flew through window of diner on Cottman Avenue and hit customer in the head as he ate dinner. Several booths from window picked. Twitter.com/LMNQ VFQP1I. Bot News, at Bot News 18, February 1, 2025. Update 9:10 p.m. ET, President Donald Trump posted a statement on Truth Social. The post states, "So sad to see the plane go down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. More innocent souls lost. Our people are totally engaged. First responders are already being given credit for doing a great job. More to follow. God bless you all." Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said he briefed the president and Governor Joshua Shapiro. He offered the full support of the Department of Transportation. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board will be investigating the cause of the crash. Drone video posted on X shows the massive devastation of the crash scene. Hashtag aviation, hashtag Philadelphia drone footage capturing aftermath of crash pic.twitter.com/KLDG63NYO6. Box of Chocolates, at Box of Chocolates, February 1, 2025. There's pieces everywhere. One police commander just told me officers clear out the parking of McDonald's. Medical oxygen tank from the jet at Philly police tell me outside the McDonald's at Cottman Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard quarter mile at least from where I was earlier near. pic.twitter.com/5kpsock2f. Steve Keeley, at Keeley Fox 29, February 1, 2025. Update 9 p.m. ET, Jet Rescue Air Ambulance. The reported owners of the aircraft released a statement saying, the aircraft carried four crew members and two passengers. One of the passengers was reported to be a pediatric patient. At this time we cannot confirm any survivors, the statement reads. Just in, the passengers on the crashed plane in Philadelphia include a pediatric patient, one escort, and four crew members. No survivors confirmed. Local media has reported all six have passed. pic.twitter.com/s@shcdwpc. Eric Dougherty, at Eric Ladaw. February 1, 2025. Videos posted on X show small pieces of human remains scattered in the street. A piece of the fuselage showing the tail number is visible in one video. Another video shows a person engulfed in flames walking out of the ground fire. Flight Radar 24 posted a report on X showing the aircraft climbed to about 1,650 feet. The last ping from the ADS-B system shows the plane descending at a rate of 11,008 feet per minute. At that rate, the aircraft would have collided with the ground in about 9 seconds. This evening, a Learjet 55, saw UCI, crashed shortly after takeoff from Northeast Philadelphia Airport. The flight departed at 2306 UTC, reaching a maximum altitude of 1,650 feet at 2306 and 54 seconds. Granular ADS-B data shows the last message from the aircraft. Non-position report, pic.twitter.com/fubisual. Flight Radar 24, at Flight Radar 24, February 1, 2025. Update 8:30 p.m. ET. A recording appears to have captured a conversation between the air traffic controller in the tower and the doomed aircraft. The controller instructed the pilot to turn to a heading of 290 degrees after takeoff and cleared the pilot to depart. The pilot acknowledged the instruction. Hashtag breaking news. Air traffic controller communication with the Learjet 55 just prior and right after the plane dives and crashes violently in the streets of Philadelphia. Hashtag plane crash. Hashtag Philadelphia pic. Twitter.com/GAATized. Tucker Blue 3, at Tucker Blue 3, February 1, 2025. The next instruction from the controller is for the pilot to change frequencies to Philadelphia departure. The pilot acknowledged the instruction. Within seconds, the controller advises another aircraft they have lost a plane and are closing the airfield. I have a lost aircraft. We are not exactly sure what happened, the controller stated. Update 8:20 p.m. ET, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy posted on X, stating, there were reportedly six people on board. Here is what we've learned thus far. A Learjet 55 crashed around 6:30 p.m. after departing from Northeast Philadelphia Airport. There were reportedly six people on board. The plane was en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Missouri. The at Fonius and at NTSB will. Secretary Sean Duffy, at Sec Duffy, February 1, 2025. Update 8:15 p.m. ET, Fox News reported the aircraft is a Learjet 55 registered in Mexico. The aircraft registration shows it being an aircraft used for medical transport. The Department of Homeland Security reported the tail number as Saucy, a Bombardier Learjet 55 registered in Mexico. For more information, visit pic.twitter.com/UF6C9M. The FAA, airplane, at Fonius, February 1, 2025. Update 8:05 p.m. The aircraft took off from a commercial airport in Northeast Philadelphia. The aircraft reportedly climbed to 1,600 feet and then suddenly descended sharply and crashed. It had traveled about 3 miles before falling out of the sky. The FAA released a statement saying that two people were on the aircraft that departed Northeast Philadelphia Airport en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Missouri. For more information, visit pic.twitter.com/UF6C9M. The FAA, airplane, at Fonius, February 1, 2025. Original story follows. ABC 6 News reported that the crash occurred near Cottman Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard a little after 6 p.m. In a post on X, Steve Keeley, a reporter with Fox 29 News Philadelphia, posted a video showing several police cars responding to the plane crash, and debris could be seen on the ground of a parking lot. Other videos showed flames and smoke coming from the alleged plane crash. Debris and smashed cars were reportedly seen. Police confirmed to CBS News Philadelphia that two people were on the plane and that there are multiple injuries. The plane crash occurred near Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia, according to several reports. Three homes and multiple vehicles are reported to have been hit and caught on fire, according to NBC10. Vol.com reported.